This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker and the Daily Buzz. Did you know or do you care? This is National Ice Cream Month. And some shocking ice cream survey results have just come out, including the fact that almost half count the cherry on the sundae as the fruit serving for the day. 92% say their favorite ice cream topping is more ice cream. 61% of moms whose kids get ice cream use the phrase, "Hurry before it melts." And 87% of guys who drive ice cream trucks have no business being around kids. Oh, 74% said they eat ice cream year-round. Only 16% claim they only eat ice cream when the weather's warm. And apparently we like to stock up on the stuff. A poll of 2,000 Americans finds 7 out of 10 of us have ice cream in the freezer at all times. Yeah, I'd have to agree. Maybe you missed National Hot Dog Day yesterday. Just so happens two guys in Idaho recently broke the record for hot dog throwing. Russell Phillips threw a hot dog 167 feet and 5 inches where David Rush caught it in a bun, breaking the old Guinness record by more than 10 feet. Well, hot dog. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. The Daily Buzz. Well, hot dog. Daily Buzz Part 2. Yesterday was Moon Day. Question is, do you think we'll be living there soon? Someone polled 1,000 Americans, asked if they thought we'd live on Moon or Mars permanently within the next 50 years. Over a third say yes. 27% say it'll probably be by then. Another 10% said it's very likely. Around 1 in 5 said, no way. A few more stats. From that poll, 70% of us have a favorable view of NASA. Only 14% say unfavorable. Since 1969, 47% of us think the space program has accomplished as much or more than most expected. And our favorite thing they've given us? GPS. 76% say it was money well spent. First GPS satellite was sent into space in 1978. Here's a travel option you can't refuse. Look into the possibility of spending a few nights in the house where The Godfather was filmed. Current owners putting the Staten Island home up for grabs on Airbnb for just $50 a night. But the catch is you have to book the whole month. Still, it only adds up to $1,500 for the whole month, about the same as a typical roadside motel. Those don't come with a saltwater pool, a pub in the basement, and a game room and gym. The mansion, which was home to Marlon Brando's Vito Corleone character, has a total of 5 bedrooms. So no one in your party will have to sleep with the fishes. And researchers at the National Institute of Standards and Technology in Maryland have created an artificial intelligence system that's supposedly able to taste wine with more than 95% accuracy. Scientists tested the system by offering 30 different wines it had never seen before. Amazingly, the machine was able to identify almost all of them, making only 2 mistakes. Knucklehead news out of Michigan, where a woman named Keshante Short was stood up a while back. She didn't just complain about it on social media. She sued the guy. And get this, she's asking for $10,000 in damages. Claims she suffered emotional distress because he didn't show up. And it was her mother's birthday and her mom had just passed away. She's also claiming he committed perjury because he lied about his intentions or something. Anyway, there's footage online of a virtual court hearing between Keshante, the guy she thought she was going on a date with, and the judge, who's very frustrated that the case is being argued in front of him. The Daily Buzz. Yesterday's history, tomorrow a mystery, today a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Leandecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.